Hey there, and welcome to another Health Essentials podcast. I'm John Horton, your host. Parenting may be the toughest job in the world. You're on the clock 24 hours a day, your duties are mentally and physically exhausting, and the job actually costs you money. Oh, and no matter how amazing you are at raising your kids, and odds are you are amazing at it, you might sometimes question if you're truly doing enough. This feeling has been dubbed mom guilt, and it can be crushing to those who experience it. Today, we're going to take a closer look at mom guilt and chat about its causes, how it can be harmful, and most importantly, how you can overcome it. Helping us will be functional medicine specialist Melissa Young. Dr. Young is one of the many experts at Cleveland Clinic who joined us on the podcast to help iron out wrinkles in our everyday lives. So let's see what advice she has for parents who worry that they're somehow falling a bit short when it comes to raising their kiddos. Dr. Young, we are so glad to have you back on the podcast.
Thank you so much for having me back. This is wonderful to be able to spend time with you and talk about these interesting subjects.
Well, we always seem to tackle things that are just so at tune with people's everyday lives. And today we're talking about, what would be called the joys of parenting. I'd imagine that's something you hear or you talk with people about quite a bit.
I do. It's very common. And, you know, I think that, you know, we're talking about the stress of parenting, mom guilt, you know, as we were starting to think, you know, discuss about taking time for themselves. And I think, you know, we see that across the board with so many patients, but it's much more prevalent in moms and parents.
Kind of walk us through what mom guilt is and kind of, you know, how common this feeling is.
Well, it was interesting. In 2019, there was actually a beauty box company that did a study on parents and how they felt about taking time for self-care. And their conclusion was that mom guilt was alive and well. And 40% of those participants of 1,000 people actually felt that they didn't have enough time to take care of themselves. And when they did take time for self-care, they felt very guilty. So, you know, this is so common. And I think there's so many roles and responsibilities now, especially for moms, even more so for working moms. We're pulled in so many different directions. We have social media, we have responsibilities at home, responsibilities at work, that it really, there's not enough time. We no longer have kind of the village of the multi-generational families who can help take care of the kids. So there's more time for parents and moms. So I think it really creates this perfect storm of this guilt about taking time, you know, for mom to take time for herself.
The reality is we're all stretched too thin and you want to do everything and you just can't sometimes, right?
Definitely. But I do think that some of the key things are when we don't find even a little bit of that time for ourselves, I think that, you know, sort of resentment and stress builds. I like to teach my patients about our energy banks. We actually need to make deposits to our energy banks and not always take withdrawals out. That just doesn't work. You know, similar to balancing our financial money banks. But, you know, I think as well, if parents and moms can model for the kids that, you know, it actually is something that fills our own cup, helps us to be healthier, happier, and more relaxed at home, even with, you know, your spouse and with your children, it really can make a big difference. But it certainly is a process of coming to understand that guilt is very natural with all the responsibilities that we have, but it's taking some baby steps And, you know, finding some ways to take that moment and unwind. Certainly 5 minutes, you can start with 5 minutes, or a mani-pedi, especially for our moms, mani-pedi, a bath, a walk. These are really amazing at helping them de-stress, but maybe, you know, you're not taking a whole half day or a day away from your family, or work.
But let me ask you, looking at mom guilt, like what tends to set it off? Like, you know, what's the trigger for it for the most part?
I think it's a combination of things. I think it's the pressure coming from all sides of, you know, the work responsibilities, things need to get done at home, the shopping, the cooking, the laundry. And obviously children, you know, require a lot of attention. You're always pulled in that direction. And so it's very hard to think about taking time for yourself when everybody needs something from you.
What does it do to you? Like when that starts setting in, kind of like what happens?
So I think that stress response that we've talked about in previous episodes is triggered. So that cortisol and adrenaline response, because you want to do everything for everyone. You want to, you know, and that's just not possible. So that stress response is triggered, which for some women can lead to a more severe, you know, sort of anxiety or anxiousness, not just feeling stressed. And over time, I think that builds and can lead to sort of these underlying, even subconscious resentments of not having enough time for oneself. And it can build up and really create increased blood pressure and heart rate, again, the anxiousness. So there's so many subtle triggers in our society when we think about, we're rewarded in our society for being busy, for accomplishment. And women feel, I think, pressured even more so, and parents, to do it all. But that's not possible. It just can't all be done.
What do you see as the differences between kind of the guilt that moms feel versus the guilt that fathers feel?
So in women, it's that superwoman hat. I don't know if it's part of our upbringing in, you know, being a female and being more nurturing, whether it's taking care of children, our parents, our friends, people at work. But it's really this pull to do everything and do it perfectly and to just wear that hat in every arena. And I think, you know, it is different for dads, but we're seeing also more stay-at-home dads that, you know, I would postulate have very similar, you know, feelings of needing to do it all. And take on all the roles that it just isn't feasible.
It sounds like from what I'm hearing, there's a lot of, if you view yourself as kind of the primary caretaker of other people, that you just, there's a lot of self-doubt and criticism that kind of seeps in as you're just kind of going about your life.
Yes, because you're trying to do it all. And I have so many of my patients who have children, they have elderly patients they're caretaking for, they have a full-time job, obviously their spouse and their friends. And there's just this internal and I think external push to really do it all, be there for everyone. And I don't think there's always enough hours in the day. And I think we need to find a way to find what fulfills us, to be able to fill ourselves up, to be able to care better for others. Also, the analogy I use a lot with patients is, you know, when you're on the airplane and they're going through the safety routines, if the cabin loses pressure, we must put the oxygen mask on ourselves first. In order to help others. So it's about, you know, baby steps of finding a way to carve out a little bit of space, a little bit of time, and that's going to look different for everyone. But it truly is in our society today, especially in the United States, where, you know, mostly women are taking care of everyone and overseeing the house. They have high powered jobs. And, it, you know, when you do the math, it just doesn't compute.
You brought up that oxygen mask. So one of the great things, whenever you visit, you give us such wonderful tips that we can kind of incorporate into our daily lives. So what sort of things can somebody do to kind of relieve some of this guilt that you have and kind of work a little more self-care and time for yourself into the day?
One of the first things is reaching out to a good friend and having a place to, you know, be able to talk about your struggles, talk about some of that guilt, perhaps about taking time for yourself. That support is very, very, you know, strong and helpful for women. And then thinking about starting small, you know, making a decision, I'm going to do something small every day or a couple times a week. We want to make it doable. Taking a 5 or 10 minute walk outside in nature also just is very calming to the nervous system. You know, for women, again, coming back and doing a mani-pedi, manicure, pedicure, going to the spa. You know, a warm Epsom salt baths with aromatherapy. Not only do the Epsom salts, you know, calm the muscles, but aromatherapy has been shown to be actually very relaxing, especially lavender oil. Getting together with a girlfriend, you know, I think is a wonderful way to take care of yourself and to have that support. So there's really so many things that don't take much time that can be a foundation for starting, you know, to not take too much time away from what you know, your responsibilities are. But then as, you know, that gets easier, maybe there's less guilt there as you're feeling better. And often your family sees a change in you. So it just, it supports it, you know, both directions, and they see you feeling better. You're probably more relaxed at home. And then, you know, meditation is wonderful. We've talked a lot about breath work. Those are things I think as well. 5 minutes a day makes a difference long term.
Well, let me ask you this, because one of the big stressors I think that people have is we all live on these schedules. Is it good to schedule this sort of time in, or is it one of those where just when you feel kind of the world kind of coming down a little hard on you, just knowing that you need to take 5 minutes and go for a little walk or call a friend or do something like that?
I think it's both. I think that's great. It's absolutely both. The more we can practice these self-care techniques and even some of those meditation or breathwork techniques, small doses more frequently, we have added benefit to our nervous system over time. Usually we feel more relaxed, less anxious, but it's so important. If you feel that pressure cooker just, you know, increasing in pressure, you know, it's okay to say, I need a timeout, you know, asking a family member, a friend, going, I just need, you know, an hour or two, and act, you know, really making an effort to take a step back, do something that you love that's relaxing so it doesn't kind of explode.
It sounds like the key with that too is to give yourself that time and not feel guilty about it, not feel like you're somehow not doing what you need to do at home.
So I think yes, but you know, easier said than done, especially when you're coming from that place of, you know, right now you're not taking any time for yourself and you're pulled in all these different directions. So I think, you know, starting with giving yourself permission to take a small amount of time to do something for yourself, continue to do that on a regular basis. And it can be small amounts of time, but doing that until it actually starts to feel more normal. I think over time, you'll feel less guilty as you feel more fulfilled. And I do think often the people around us notice that. So, you know, that kind of supports your ability to do that more in the future.
Do you find, do most people realize they kind of get into this situation, or is it finally somebody close to them, like, talks to them and says, listen, you're not being yourself. What can we do to help?
I hear both. I think the majority of my patients that we have these discussions, they're very aware that they're feeling overwhelmed, stressed, at times anxious. They're just, you know, exhausted because they're running between, you know, their kids and their job. And quite honestly, so many have elderly patients who are elderly parents who are having, you know, health issues. They're caretaking for them too. So there's, I think, a large awareness of this, but they feel trapped. And I think we all have times when we felt trapped by our responsibilities. And it seems like at the time, there's no way out of that. But even if you can't truly, in a specific period of time of intense stress, you know, take an hour away from, you know, all of this, even 5 minutes, take a walk outside in nature, which is so nurturing, get some fresh air, you know, do some deep, slow breathing. Even that short period of time actually creates this space, calms the nervous system. So you even have a little bit of renewal and kind of nourishment for your soul in that short period of time.
I always love how you talk about the nourishment of the soul. It just, it's inspiring whenever we talk. I always feel better afterwards.
Well, I appreciate that. And it's, we have to nourish ourselves, and we're, you know, women, especially moms, even more so, are so good at nourishing their families. But we must, you know, as we're talking about, put the oxygen mask on ourselves first. We need to keep putting deposits in our energy bank. We can't run on empty. And we think about, we would never or rarely let our, you know, phones or our computers run on empty. We have to think of ourselves as the, you know, in the same way. And it's really not a luxury. This is a necessity. Because at some point when we are under all of this chronic stress and guilt, and there's no time, you know, downtime for our nervous system, you know, it ends up really down the road creating, you know, disease states. Our blood pressure can go up. It actually can, you know, increased risk for anxiety and depression. And I do think it's always important to say that sometimes mom guilt can sort of lead to depression, anxiety. So, you know, if symptoms are really more severe, you can't seem to find a way out of that, to reach out to, you know, your primary care doctor, and, you know, have that discussion, because I think it can be more severe for some.
Dr. Young, you always give such great advice. So before we kind of say our final goodbyes here, any other words of wisdom about mom guilt?
So we need to help shift our society to make self-care part of our everyday lives, and move away from the guilt of, you know, taking care of everyone but ourselves. And just, I think moms in particular, women have the ability to do this. And we're, again, modeling for our families, modeling for our kids, a better home life, a better society. And we'll all be happier and healthier with even little shifts that we can do for ourselves and for everybody else.
Well, that sounds like a very worthwhile goal. So thanks as always for coming on the podcast, and look forward to our next chat.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Mom guilt is a real and perfectly normal part of parenting. If you're feeling overwhelmed by the moment, try some of Dr. Young's strategies and devote some attention to self-care. You'll feel better as a person and parent if you do. Till next time, be well.
Thank you for listening to Health Essentials, brought to you by Cleveland Clinic and Cleveland Clinic Children's. To make sure you never miss an episode, subscribe wherever you get your podcasts or visit clevelandclinic.org/HEpodcast. This podcast is for informational purposes only and is not intended to replace the advice of your own physician.